You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. It's said that you can know exactly what kind of community Juno is when you look at its achievements in the arts. Of course, that doesn't happen without talented and dedicated people, and we're going to hear about some of those from our next guest today, Nancy DeCherney, Executive Director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing so well, thank you. This is a big moment for us here on Juno Afternoon, because you are announcing the winners of the Kathy Kolkhorst Ruddy Awards for the Arts, formerly known as the Mayor's Awards for the Arts. And if you're tuned in today, you'll be among the first to hear who has won. So, Nancy, let's build up the suspense here. Can you give us a brief history of the awards themselves? I'm sure many of our listeners know, but for those who don't, would you just give us a little background?
We have been doing, it started out as the Mayor's Awards for the Arts probably since 2006, perhaps, maybe a little longer. I don't remember. I'm getting old and the memory fades, but it's been a while. And it's always been a delight to recognize the beautiful, I'm going to have to turn something off here. Which thing do I turn off? Because I'm hearing myself talking. Anyway, it's always wonderful to be able to recognize, as you said, people in our community who have made our community special. And we get the nominations from other people. You know, we just say, if you have somebody that's working that you think needs to be recognized, deserves to be recognized, please let us know. And it's always wonderful to know that somebody out there is thinking about other people and all their contributions that they've made to our community. And it's just a real wonderful opportunity to do this every year. Now, last year, many of you know Kathy Kolkhorst Ruddy, who was herself a recipient of the awards several years ago, passed away. And she had been on our Arts Council board, and she had been on Jazz and Classics. Anyway, we're thinking of ways to recognize her, and we thought, what better way than to rename these Mayor's Awards for the Arts to the Kathy Kolkhorst Ruddy Awards? And so we checked in with Mayor Beth Weldon, and she agreed that that would be a really lovely way to remember a person who did so much for so many in our community. And now they are the Kathy Kolkhorst Ruddy Awards for the Arts. Say that again several times fast.
I think it's a great name for the awards as well, and that's very gracious of our mayor to hand over the title. And there's a lot of different categories for the awards. Do they all have winners every year? Are they all getting recipients this year?
It's usually all of the, and sometimes we're a little flexible with things. I think originally we didn't, for example, start out with a Lifetime Achievement Award, but a person was named and we thought, wait a minute, they don't belong just in this little category. They belong in a bigger picture. So usually each of the categories has a person or a group often named. So yeah, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes more, sometimes less. You can go onto our website and see the whole list of everybody that's been nominated and won awards in the past. It's really, some days when you need a little good news, go in and look at that list and it'll just say, yeah, you know, we live in a great town. These are great people. So anyway, are you ready for today's, or do you want me to wait for a few more minutes?
Well, I guess we can go ahead. Hold on. Give me one moment, please.
All right.
Okay, Nancy. Please announce the winners whenever you're ready.
Okay. This year, the recipient as the Artist of the Year is Robert Cohen. Many of you know Robert Cohen. He is a jazz pianist, jazz musician. Works all over, everywhere. If you've gone to anything, you know Robert. You may have taken classes from him, whatever. Robert Cohen is our Artist of the Year. Thank you.
I should have had an applause track ready to go, but I don't. Sorry about that.
All right, we can work on it. The arts education, and education is a really big part of what the Arts Council does, arts education for kids, and our winner this year is Amy Rautiainen, who is the person who coordinates the Artful Teaching Project at the Juneau School District. She works a lot with us, a lot with teachers, a lot with students. She's an amazing artist in her own right. She has stuff on Etsy. Big round of applause for Amy Rautiainen as our Arts and Education awardee. Now, we have this interesting category that we simply call inspirational leadership in the arts. And this one goes all over the place with different things. This year's inspirational leadership goes to C.N. Murphy. C.N. Murphy has on her own managed our Poetry Omnibus program for 7 years. It's a huge project. It involves getting our poets to write poetry. She gets them adjudicated. She gets them printed up. And if you've ever ridden the buses, you know that there is poetry on the bus. And it is thanks to C.N. Murphy. Other things that she does, she plays in the symphony. She's a double bass player. She's one of those people that sort of, well, you know, bass players play sort of in the background, but you can't do it without them. So, Murphy has, and bless her heart, she found someone else to take over. So we will still have Poetry Omnibus next year. But CN, so many thank yous for all you did. Okay. We have a volunteer for the arts. The arts really cannot go forward without a lot of people just giving and giving and giving of their time, especially. And this year's awardee is Jackie Farnsworth, also a musician who really gives of her musical talents in so many different ways. She works with the Alaska Youth Choir. She plays out at the Pioneer Home. She plays the piano for the Northern Light United Church, for the Pride Chorus. She's in various jazz bands. She is just an amazing person, another person who takes her talent and shares it with everyone in a beautiful way all the time and for years and years. And so, Jackie, thank you so much. And then the last one that we have this year is the Lifetime Achievement for the Arts. Again, this is for people who've put in years and years of dedication to our community through the arts in many different ways. Our awardee this year started out, she grew up here. So she started out on, for example, the JD High School stage, and she's been on boards and things, and she takes trainings and shares her expertise with many different groups, all the different groups that she's been a part of. And that's Janet Hall Shemp. She's not here in town right now, but I want everybody to just say a little thank you thing for Janet Shemp. So that's our list for this year. And really, isn't our community wonderful?
It is. It is. What do you think it means to the artists, to the people who are recipients of these awards?
Well, I don't know. Maybe sometimes they're embarrassed and sometimes they're not. I think secretly, deep down in their hearts, it's always makes, I mean, Jackie called me and just was like so happy about the whole thing. Some people, like I remember one recipient of the Lifetime Achievement said, well, does this mean I have to retire now? I said, no, and keep going. So I think it's different, but I don't think anybody doesn't like to be recognized for stuff, especially when it's kind of behind the scenes type people and you don't really know that anybody has noticed that you're doing things. I think it's good to lift these folks up and make sure that everybody does say a little thank you. Thank you is a good thing for all of us. So I hope everybody enjoys it. And so our game plan initially was for us to, we're in the Jack right now, painting and scrubbing, and you can see I'm in my old office, and all the rooms are being repainted, and we're just doing all kinds of stuff over here, and we are hoping to have a reopening celebration on September 3rd, which is First Friday. We were going to have Costa Gamble and the High Cost of Living. Things have changed in the COVID world, so we've decided that that's probably not the best idea. So now we're thinking of how we can have a lovely celebration otherwise. And I haven't quite come up with that because that decision was just recently made. So, you know, it's what we do in COVID, right? we do something different.
Sure. I often say that's showbiz, but it also applies to the constant changes of the pandemic and the race to keep up with everything. But thank you so much for being here today and thanks again to the recipients of the awards. I wonder if you could read the list quickly one more time, just in case anybody missed one.
Okay, we have Robert Cohen, artist, Amy Rautiainen, arts and education, inspirational leadership, C. Ann Murphy. The volunteer for the arts is Jackie Farnsworth, and the lifetime achievement in the arts is Janet Hall Schemp. Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations to all of those wonderful people on receiving these awards. I think it's a very high honor, and thanks for sharing that with us today, Nancy. And if we want to find out more, is the JAC website the best place to go?
Yep, you can go there. And, you know, by the way, it's first Friday this week, so don't forget that. And we have an outdoor market on Saturday, so don't forget that either.
Great. Thank you for the reminders. We're just about out of time, so I'll have everybody just go to the JAC website where they can get all the information about all of that stuff. And thanks again, Nancy, for announcing the winners of the Kathy Colhurst Ruddy Awards right here on Juno Afternoon. Take care.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you. Bye-bye.